What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show. Welcome. At me now. There we go. I did it myself this time. It was not Yeti's fault. It was my fault. I accidentally muted myself, but welcome. We've got an amazing show for you today right here on the MG Show. It is 2/16, February 16th, 2023. And we've got a very special guest. But first, before we go any further, let me introduce my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, get on in here.
Good morning, Patriots from the West Coast. I want to thank everybody out there for joining us. I want to thank you for being here, and I want to thank you for paying attention to your country and America. We have a very, very special guest here today to talk about his book, Cause Unknown, and I think it's going to be a really hot show, Jeff. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's like he's speaking our language. I think we've got a great audience for him to check out, and we're going to want you to get his book as well. I want it. I am actually going to order it here as soon as we get off. I should have ordered it before and flipped through it, but we saw a spike in deaths, and we're going to talk about that. But you know what, Shady Groove? We're basically, you know, trying to get healthier here on the MG Show. I'm going to the gym. I'm taking my Field of Greens, fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG Show. Here we are every day trying to, you know, give you the news and bring you, you know, what we need and think is important, right? To understand and focus on, because the Twilight Zone is more realistic than in today's world. But you know, you want to drop over those leftover pandemic pounds. You know, we had the holidays, we had, you know, Valentine's Day. You might have eaten a lot of chocolate, but you know what? Let's get back to work. No fad diets, no pills. Basically, back to basics. Five servings of fruits and vegetables a day, kicking you off, getting back to the gym like I'm getting back to the gym. Fieldofgreens.com right here. This is what it looks like, fieldofgreens.com. This is my favorite flavor, but all of them are good. It's a science-backed formula that's specific fruits and vegetables that you won't find in any other products that you might see somewhere else. You'll burn calories. It'll reset your metabolism, burn calories, and it's backed by a better health promise. That better health promise means if your doctor's not saying, wow, keep up what you're doing, you're losing weight, you're looking good. If that doesn't happen, you get your money back. And we're going to get you started with 15% right now. MG Show is the code at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, code MG Show, and 10% off your future purchases as well, Shady. Fieldofgreens.com.
Absolutely. MG. Please, guys, go over there and support them. We know that you've been supporting. We got to get Patriots healthy. We got to get everybody up and moving and kind of away from this old form of eating and into a new form that's thinking positively about your health, thinking forward about it. So we love Field of Greens. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And we're going to do a quick abbreviated roll that beautiful boom footage. We got Edward Dowd next. Come on, Yeti.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
And we are selling pillows and slippers and robes and loungewear. I mean, you name it. Flynn's on his MyPillow dog bed right now, riding shotgun as he's done for the last, almost 3 years in July. MyPillow.com, use code MGSHOW or call 800-873-0478. That's 800-873-0478. MyPillow.com/MGSHOW or just use MGSHOW code anywhere on MyPillow.com. Shady, welcome back. Let's get our guest in here. What do you think, Shady? Why don't you bring him in?
I think that we should. I'd like to introduce our great audience to the renowned author, Edward Dowd, who has written a book called Causes Unknown. Please come on in, Ed, and give us a little bit of a background on your brother. The Patriots here are digging in to understanding what's been going on and what's been happening to their family. And I think that you have a good insight for them to understand a little bit more in depth, sir.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. Honored to be here today. Yeah, briefly, I'll give you my background. First of all, why am I here? Why am I qualified to talk about this? Well, I have a career on Wall Street. I started off at HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, in the credit markets as a young man. I basically learned about how the guts of the economic system works, interest rates, fixed income, foreign exchange. I saw how it happened and what happened. That was my first introduction to fraud on Wall Street. There was Kidder Peabody blew up. Somebody hid bonds in a desk, some trades in a desk. I saw the Orange County fraud. So, Wall Street and fraud go hand in hand because there are excesses in people and greed, money and power. That's what happens on Wall Street. I then went back to business school at Indiana University, got my MBA. Then I went into equities. I wanted to become an equity portfolio manager, but my first stop was at Donaldson, Lufkin, and Jenrette, which was an investment bank known for equity research. I was an electric utility analyst from 97 to 99. And right down the hall from me were the internet fellows. And that's where a lot of the fraud was going on then, and the dot-com fraud. Basically, they were pumping out IPOs that had no revenues or cash flow. It was all based on eyeballs. So they dispensed with what was known traditionally as due diligence and pumped those out into the market. And we all know what happened there. I turned that job into a job at Independence Investments as a tech analyst, and I saw the dot-com bust coming, parlayed that call into a job at BlackRock in 2002 as a portfolio manager on a large cap growth fund. Where it was $2 billion when we took it over, and we grew it to $14 billion through a combination of performance and asset gathering. And during the great financial crisis, again, I'm a skeptic, I'm a cynic. I saw that nonsense coming, and we steered our fund best we could through that, and that's where we really grew a ton of assets. So my whole career, I've seen fraud after fraud after fraud. But my job also is to get ahead of the herd and see trends before they materialize. And so I live in the space between perception and reality. So why is that important today? Well, there's a perception. Well, let me go back a second. During the dot-com craze, I've seen three mass formation psychosis. This is the third one I'm in. The first one was, it's a new paradigm. Okay, yeah, right. Second one, home prices never go down. Sure, okay. The new one, safe and effective. Okay, and so I was suspicious of this thing from the get-go. Let's just get that out there. I heard early on it was a new experimental technology that had never been tested on humans. It was Operation Warp Speed. That said to me, mistakes will happen. Anything Operation Warp Speed sounds like a disaster. And third, I knew that any vaccine normally takes 7 to 10 years of testing, safety testing, before it gets introduced into the arms of humans. So with those three facts, I didn't take it. And I thought the country would follow along with me. But little did I know there would be a military-grade PSYOP being performed on all of us, which that's come out it was. And the pressure to take this thing just blew my mind. And early on in the early days of the vaccine, I started hearing anecdotes that hadn't occurred in 2020. I live on Maui, and in 2020, no one I knew got COVID. I heard of people who got COVID, but no one I knew got COVID. Then in 2021, it exploded. I also didn't know anybody who died in 2020. Even, you know, my extended relatives, no one I knew died in 2020. Then all of a sudden, 21, started hearing about injuries, weirdness, anecdotes of people suddenly getting conditions they didn't have before. The one thing I knew, that they had taken the vaccine. I heard of people dying through extended networks and friend groups. No one in my circle died, but I started hearing of deaths all over the place. Then in February of 21, I saw the sudden athletic deaths going on the soccer fields in Europe. And I knew something was up. So one thing you need to know, and I know because my Wall Street background, is statistically, if a vaccine is safe, do adverse events occur? Sure, but they're so rare, you shouldn't be hearing about them in your friend circle at all. One anecdote would be rare. Multiple anecdotes is statistically off the charts. So I knew statistically something was going on. When the mandates came in the summer of 2021, that's when I lost my mind. I'm a big believer in bodily sovereignty, freedom. I'm a patriot like you guys. And I knew something had gone completely off the rails when they started mandating this. And I started to, I literally prayed to God to be of service. And I had a small Twitter following, then I was in the world known as Financial Twitter. And luckily, Dr. Malone came to the island, I hooked up with him, told him I'd be observing the database is known as insurance companies and funeral homes. Eventually, we looked at the CDC data, but it's been a journey of discovery. And Dr. Malone, you know, elevated my media profile. I got on Steve Bannon's show, War Room, in February of 2022, and I said I want to be a lightning rod. And sure enough, I got a bunch of people that came to me. One of which was a former Wall Street insurance guy, Josh Sterling. He's become public. Some whistleblowers in the insurance industry, then eventually the summer of 22, some PhD physicists from Portugal who are in the hedge fund world. We started a firm, and right now we're just basically doing pro bono work on excess mortality and disability. So I can say right now, the numbers are in, it's devastating, and we have a national security crisis, not only in this country, but in all Western nations, as basically billions of people have been poisoned.
Yeah. And, you know, to your point, you know, people are taking this vaccine. And I actually had a conversation with somebody that actually took it twice. And when I told her, I mean, she knows something's wrong. And I said, don't feel bad, but just get yourself checked up, you know, get your heart checked up, do the checkups. But, you know, people are going to, you know, resist talking about the vaccine if they took it because of pride, right? This mass psychosis that you're talking about. But we were, in fact, clinically tested on. In fact, let me just play this real quick. Edward, check this out.
And yet, despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide, around 1 in 5 Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated.
So, I mean, he basically admitted that they clinically tested. So, you know, your book and what you found is essentially showing that the clinical test failed.
Absolutely. That's a great point you just made. I want everybody to know this. There were no human trials. They did a 28-day clinical trial with Pfizer and Moderna and ended it. And that 28 days is a joke. And then they rolled it out. The bottom line is this. The clinical test is the billions of people who just took it. You're basically part of a phase 3 clinical trial, and the results are devastatingly bad.
Yeah, so you wrote a book. It's called Cause Unknown: The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022. You are a statistician, and you mentioned that, you know, certain things like hey, you know, maybe the vaccine is poison. You know, in our family circles, in our friend circles, if it worked, that's just statistically would not happen. It would be impossible. There was a 40% increase in deaths. And that is earth shaking.
Yeah. So the Insurance Society of Actuaries put out a report in August that I put in my book, and they saw a 40% excess mortality in their book of business. This is a survey of 80% of the revenues of the U.S. group life insurance policy industry. Group life policies are those you get when you sign on to a Fortune 500 or a mid-sized company. They're generally speaking just a throwaway benefit you get when you onboard to a company. I did this many times. You sign basically on day one a form. It's your death benefit and your disability benefit. You name a beneficiary. You don't think much of it because it's basically 1 to 2 times your base salary. Okay. This is great business for insurance companies because, you know, people that are working in their 20s, 30s, 50s don't die. Okay. They just don't. Maybe in your 60s, you start to keel over. But for the most part, these people aren't expected to die. And in fact, the Society of Actuaries did a study in 2016 to prove what they already knew. That's in my book. I reference it. That this group of people die at a third to 40% the rate of the general U.S. population in any given year. So in 2021, they experienced 40% excess mortality above what they expected. The general U.S. population in 21 was 32%. So a traditionally healthy group of people were adversely affected more in 2021. What do you think I, in the book, speculate the cause of that was? Mandates and mass vaccination program. That's the only explanation that this relationship could flip. And in fact, if you go to the Society of Actuary chart that I provided to you, I want to show something that occurred. It was an event in Q3 of 2021. But there it is. These are not my numbers. These are claims that they experienced above excess. So 100% is normal. So in the age group known as the millennials, 25 through 44, who are not expected to die, in the third quarter of 21, they saw an 84% increase in their excess mortality between ages 25 and 44. The first 25 through 34 was 79. The other one was 100%. What do we know happened in the third quarter of 2021? We know that corporations started mandating in the summer of 2021, specifically Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, two of the Wall Street giants, started in August. And that gave cover to all the corporations to start doing it. Then Biden did an executive order in September 9th of 2021. What we suspect happened there is there was a bunch of vaccine hesitant millennials who didn't want to, you know, when I was that age, I was lazy. I wouldn't go get a vax for something that didn't kill me, because we knew then in 2021 that COVID did not adversely affect the young. It was mostly for the old. That's mostly who died in 2020 was the old with comorbidities. And I would say they died primarily because early treatments were suppressed. That's another crime. So crime one was that. Crime two, and I was talking to you guys in the green room, you guys saved a lot of lives with that. So thank you for that. Then in 2021, they did the mandates, and all these vaccine hesitant millennials had to do it because they made the choice. Well, geez, I want to keep my job. And that's why we had that event. 84% excess mortality in the third quarter is a disaster. And where is it now? Where is it in 2022-23? I have the data as of Q2 of 2022. It's 23% excess mortality. I'm hearing from my whistleblower that it's going to be 23% in Q3, and it may accelerate in Q4. Okay? So basically, this should be, if these vaccines were working, we should be approaching zero or going back to trend. We're not. We're now, and the reason why we've come off the 84% is because we had what's called the pull forward effect, because a lot of people had to get off their duff and get the jab. But now we're at a sustained 23% excess mortality, which what you need to know is 10%, as quoted by one insurance executive, is a once in a 200-year flood for that age group. Once in a 200-year flood. 40% in all of 21 was off the charts, and 23% is unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Wow. So let me get this straight. So a 40% increase in deaths is literally earth shaking, as we know, right?
Even a 10%
increase. Yeah.
And 10% is once in a 200-year flood.
a one in a 200 year event. But this was what, 40%? I mean, let that sink in, guys. I'm getting chilled.
Yeah, and this is the fact that this hasn't stopped, and I've been saying that this is a national security issue. The fact that this is still going on, in my book, I conclude with this. They see what we see, the health authorities and the global governments. So we have the biggest global cover-up of our lifetimes, the biggest crime scene ever, bar none.
Wow.
I think that's pretty amazing to realize and to slow down for all of us as Americans to slow down. And the point that you were hitting on there early on, you know, you were talking about how the perception of who was going to actually get out and take this vaccine before they started rolling this thing out. I think that all of us that were in, you know, the more red-pilled community kind of thought that there was going to be a pretty good resistance, a pretty good pushback from the population against this, only to find a few months later that, you know, we were kind of awash with our friends and family all around us, everybody living in this massive, you know, fear event. They literally created this fear event for people that kettled them into this decision-making process that seemed like they didn't have a choice. And everybody kind of forgot that they were an American and that they had freedom and that they had the ability to dictate and decide what they did with their own health. All of that went right out the window as soon as this establishment made them afraid. I mean, the numbers that you're talking about, they are absolutely staggering.
Staggering. And, you know, let's call this what it is. I said last year that this is a democide. Democide is a word used to describe death by government, whether it's by accident or on purpose. Doesn't matter. But this was a democide by our government. Let's not mince words. Mandates force people that were in dire economic situations to have to do this. This is literally democide. So I want to get that straight. And, you know, I'm just beside myself every day looking at the fact that this is still going on. I'm just speechless at times. And, you know, you guys got me on a good day. I'm mad. And so I'm going to say some things. So, you know, let's go to Denmark real quick. This is from my team at Finance Technologies. These are the guys, the PhD physicists who, you know how to do the math. We created our own methodology for calculating excess mortality. And this is Denmark. And you can see Denmark is one of the most heavily vaccinated European countries. They've had excess mortality go up every year since 2020. You can see their normal death rate just went off the rails. And then over on the right, you can see the excess deaths year by year. And they've literally gone up every year. So whatever's going on in Denmark, which is vaccines, obviously, is not working. And in the next chart, we can show that for every age cohort, almost every age cohort, they experienced excess mortality every year above 2020. So 2021 is above 2020, and 2022 is above 21. What did Denmark do recently? Well, in September of this year, when I was writing my book, and I was actually putting this data in my book about Denmark, like literally it was a God shot. God, you know, revealed that Denmark had said, we're going to, now I call it a ban. It's effectively a ban. People have gotten on me about the word, but they basically said, we're not gonna offer the vaccine to anybody under 50 anymore. And by the way, we'd rather you get COVID than the vaccine, which is Orwellian speak for your chances of living are higher with COVID than the vaccine. Let's just get that out there, guys. That's what they are really saying. I'm on Wall Street, right? So, you know, I would interview CEOs every day that would come through BlackRock to, you know, pitch their stocks to me. My mindset every time I sat in front of a CEO was, how are you going to lie to me today? That was my mindset. And so also they would say things that I would call tells. It's called a tell. The Danish government, imagine they're a CEO. They just told you in a very roundabout way, don't get the vaccine. It might kill you more than COVID. That's basically the tell. Okay. So that, on Wall Street, I don't need them to specifically tell me that. I would, if that was a stock, I would run out of that room and go to my trader and say, sell every share we have. Okay. Hit the bid, guys. So this is why I'm qualified to do this, because I'm an expert in fraud. I'm an expert in trend analysis. And I don't need to know the medicine. All I know is that since this vaccine rollout, excess deaths across Europe, the UK, Australia, the US. We're about to do Canada, and I'm sure Canada will be the same. You know, we have unprecedented amounts of young people dying. What people need to understand is in 2020, mostly old people died. There was a huge mix shift suddenly to young people starting to drop dead in 21, 22, and continues in 23. And what's even worse is when deaths are bad enough, but the disability picture is even worse because there are more disabled people that can't work now. And that's going to have real implications for our economy. Let's go to the disability data, if you could, the first chart.
You're going right now. Hang on 1 second. Disability data. Got it.
There you go.
And let me make that a little bigger for you. Hang on 1 second. Oop, there we go.
There it is. So basically, what we tracked is the disability numbers and the vaccine uptake. So mysteriously and coincidentally, when the vaccine started to roll out, disabilities took off. So the R-squared, which is a fancy way of saying what's the fit, the statistical fit is 0.92% there. Okay. The skeptics will say correlation is not causation, but at this point, I don't care. This needs to be investigated. Let me give you some numbers. So starting around February of 2021, disability started to rise, and they rose at an alarming rate. And we calculated a three to four standard deviation event in the year-over-year rate of change, which in finance world is a trend change, a huge signal. Something changed in the disabilities of America. And this, by the way, this database is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is the monthly data that they put out with the employment report. So this is high frequency data, and it's statistically imputed through a household survey. And they ask the question, are you disabled and can't work, or is someone in your house disabled and can't work? These numbers went off the rails starting around February of 21. They were, on absolute numbers, the prior 4 or 5 years, they were running around, bouncing between 29 and 30 million. We took off into September of 22 to a high of 33.2 million. That's an additional 3.2 million Americans disabled in what we call a relatively short period of time. Now, it gets even worse when you break it down by population. You can break the data down between the employed and the civilian labor force and the general population. The employed of our country experienced a 31% increase in their rate of disability, while the general U.S. population experienced an 8% increase in their rate of disability. It gets even worse, more stark when you look at not in labor force. Not in labor force are those people who can work and are willing to work but aren't working. We suspect those are the people who were fired and or quit because they refused to take the jab. Guess what their disability rate increase was? 4%. So those who quit have had the best health outcomes in the country since 2021. So let me put some numbers on this. Of the 3.2 million people that have been disabled, 1.7 million are employed, more than half. Okay, so that's a disaster. The good news is that January numbers came out and the general population disability numbers came down. They're off the highs, but the trend is not broken. The second derivative is slow. That's good. But when you break it down again to between employed, that number, their highs were in December. They're barely off the highs. They hit a new high in December. I don't have that chart here, but they hit their highs in December, barely off. Then when you break it down by sex, women are even worse. So, again, you don't need to be a math scientist to know this. This is called a slope. The general U.S. population is like this. The employed's like this, and the women are like this. The women have been the most – women, for some reason, have been more adversely affected with disabilities. I suspect it's probably killing more men, but disabling more women. And just to put some numbers on that, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's interesting. You know, we had the Project Veritas recently. I'm sure you saw that, where they were talking about females and their menstrual cycles and whatnot, damaging that. I mean, so you were going to put some numbers. So, you know, men, I mean, women are more adverse to injuries.
So women have experienced a 36% increase in their disability rate, men 19%. So, and this foots with what Naomi Wolf found in her analysis of the Pfizer clinical trial adverse events. 70% of the women were responsible for the adverse events reported. So this is, these are different people looking at different databases coming to the same conclusion. Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically I went before I was called, invited down to Senator Johnson's roundtable in December with a bunch of esteemed frontline doctors. And I basically told Senator Johnson, and I said in my testimony, that the employed of our country have been devastated with health, in terms of health outcomes. That shouldn't happen, because by the very nature of the fact you get up in the morning, get in your car and go to work, means you're healthy. Okay. So the health outcomes of the employed are generally better than the rest of the population. That's flipped in 21 and 22. The deaths and the disabilities seem to be majorly focused in the employed, which in my mind is a national security issue. If we have a disabled civilian labor force, we have problems, big problems. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start to see that economically over the next 5 to 10 years. I believe we're going to see kind of a slow march to a glacial Mad Max unless this is stopped immediately.
Wow. Interesting. Guys, make sure you get the book Simon and Schuster right here. Use mgshow.link/suddenly to get a quick short link to the book. This is it. Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Death in 2021 and 2022 by Edward Dowd. It's got a foreword by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And afterward by Gavin DeBecker. But about the book, you know, what is killing healthy young Americans? What has caused this historic spike in deaths among younger people? And the only thing that has changed is what Mr. Dowd is talking about right now. We've got a 40% increase in deaths. We've got, you know, all, and the only thing that's changed really is the vaccine mandate, the vaccine, the bioweapon, whatever you want to call it. And it doesn't work. And we just showed you Obama saying that you were effectively tested. So I guess we're the control group, Edward.
Yeah, we're the control group. They wanted to eliminate the control group. The good news is, this, we stopped it. I mean, you got to go back to 21. Their plan was quarterly boosters. That was their plan. And then you're going to have to show your papers wherever you went. And if you weren't up to date, you weren't going to get into a restaurant or whatever, get a job. We did stop that. And primarily, the biggest, I call this a God shot. I think what stopped it was Omicron. Omicron came, delivered us all natural immunity, but it also proved that the vaccine didn't work because everybody that was vaccinated got Omicron. We had already seen breakthrough cases in 21, but 22 was when we really put the halts on this, because the bottom line is this product, not only is it not safe, it doesn't even work. So, and now the new mantra they tell you is, well, it'll prevent serious hospitalization. Really? Where are the studies on that? There are zero. That's a marketing ploy and a scam and a change in narrative. And it really pisses me off that they're trying to, and people buy this nonsense. Oh, thank you, Pfizer, for preventing me. I got COVID for the fourth time, even though you told me it would prevent it. Thank you. And now I won't go to the hospital. I mean, this is insanity if you're buying this nonsense.
Yeah. You want to talk about moving the, you know, and by the way, right below you, we have COVID vaccine related deaths are 34,270. And then VAERS incidents, you know, adverse incidents, 1.5 million. And that's VAERS. And, you know, that's probably times 10 or more, those figures.
I've heard an accurate underreporting factor is 42. And I'm using that number multiplied by 42. Look, we don't like to make estimates, but we found a relationship between excess deaths and disabilities. It's about 4 to 1. So since there's about 3.2 million disabled people, we estimate around 800,000 people have been killed by the vaccines. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we could be low, we could be high, but let's call it between 500,000 and a million. That's the U.S.
Is that global or is that just in the, that's just the U.S.? In the U.S.
Yeah,
wow. The U.S.
Well, one thing, you know, that's kind of interesting that you were just talking about there, you're talking about the differentiation between the male and the female. And then we kind of go into like, you dig back into like, what was their real plan? What were they really trying to do? number one, they didn't want a control group. That's the reason that they made this push. But obviously, their other plan is a bit of a more sinister depopulation type plan. And so whenever you read into the data that you're presenting here today, you can easily see that females, women, are far more susceptible to adverse reactions to this stuff than men. Even though the men may be having different effects, the females are the ones that reproduce. The females are the ones that carry the children. And it really does, you know, the more we dig into this, looks like very, very targeted towards females and the reproductive system in general, really kind of across the board. Do you kind of agree with that too?
At this point, here's the deal. We don't need to prove that there's a depopulation plan because that gets people all riled up. It effectively is now. It is. It doesn't matter whether it was a plan or not. That's what's going on. We have serious problems in our reproductive health of women. We have serious disabilities going on in the economy. This is crippling our nation. So I personally, what do I believe? I believe that there was something akin to power, money, and control. Whether they wanted to depopulate, I don't know. I don't have the proof. But at this point, it is. So we don't even need to establish proof that there was a plan. It's effectively doing that right now. That should be our talking point, because we don't need to prove anything. It's what's happening.
It is what it is. Yeah. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. It is what it is. We don't have to sit there and, you know, when you say that, you know, Edward Dowd is perfectly spot on. You're going to get, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You think it's, but it really is. I mean, if that 35,000 number is times 42, oh my God.
This is an issue.
And this is VAERS. Now, as you know, VAERS is mandated by the government if there is vaccine damage, but not everybody's actually reporting. That's why there's a variable into why we think that the number should be higher.
Yeah. This is the point we need to drive home. Effectively, we've been poisoned. That's the fact. My book basically said the numbers are the numbers. It just is. I left out on purpose the why and the who, because that would upset a lot of people's worldview. And this book is designed just to tell people, stop taking the damn vaccine. We're going to find out the why and the who. That's going to be prosecuted eventually. But all we need to know is this. It is killing people. It is disabling the Western nations of the world. And it's looking like it's affecting female fertility. So whether or not there was a depopulation plan, it effectively is going on. So it just is. And we need people to accept the reality of that. And, you know, we are strong in our belief system. You know, your red-pilled folks and my red-pilled friends. We need to convince these other people, you know, that you have been poisoned. And once we do that, I think then they'll start going down their own rabbit holes. And, you know, we've all had this experience. When you meet someone and try to red pill them, they can't handle all the information. But I believe this vaccine thing is the linchpin. If we can convince them they were poisoned, they'll start to look at other things. And they'll be quickly red pilled like us. Dr. Malone is an interesting study, because he had none of the beliefs we have. But then once he just mentioned on a podcast in June of 2021 that the spike protein might be causing harm, he then experienced the wrath of the system, and he got red-pilled super fast. I think he's beyond me now in terms of being red-pilled. I mean, his conversion was super fast. And that's what happens. And people need to understand that regardless of what happened, it's happening. It's happening, and we need to stop it.
Amen to that. So get the book, guys. It is called Cause Unknown: The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022 by Edward Dowd. It's an amazing book. You can get that at simonandschuster.com or go to mgshow.link/suddenly if you're listening on Red State Talk Radio and can't remember that. Just mgshow.link/suddenly. It'll take you right to the book for Simon & Schuster. What an amazing job. I can't wait to get the book. And, you know, maybe I can get an autograph copy. You never know. But I would love to delve into that book. And I think this book is a great wake-up call. I like how you said how it will upset people's worldviews if you know the why and the who. And you know, we kind of already are understanding who the why and the who is in this community, but we need to wake up our friends that actually took it. I had my people that come over and do, you know, like the bugs and stuff outside the house. I live in Florida, so we got a lot of those. And she asked me, she said that she took the vaccine twice and she's scared. And we need to talk to them like they're regular people with love. You know, there's fear. That's why they took the vaccine. She was pressured into it. And then there's love. And I suggested, you know, maybe doing some apple pectin. And, you know, there's a, you know, there's some vitamins you can take to try to get some of that out of there. But, you know, go get a health checkup, you know, check out your heart, go get a health checkup, make sure you're okay. And, but the bottom line is we're going to face resistance from these kind people that took it because it's a pride thing, right? It's a pride thing. But why am I censored? Why are you censored? Why are we all censored? When we start questioning, we just want to be at the table and ask questions and get real answers and not lies and not being censored. Oh, you can't talk about that. Oh, here's a little COVID vaccine, you know, warning, all this stuff. We need to have a real conversation with America.
I agree. And I want to say this about censorship. Those who have been engaging in censorship are murderers, in my opinion, or accessories to murderers. I'm not a lawyer, but they have prevented people from making the right choices. So that it makes me sick. And these are the people I really can't stand the most. These people, they all need to be brought up before Congress hearings. There needs to be adjudication of this. That's number one. To your point about the, I call it the marginal mind. To get this to stop, given that the powers that be and the censorship is so bad, we need to convince one mind at a time. That's why I wrote the book and left out the who and the why. I just want to say it is blame the vaccine. And if we can reach the marginal mind and we get to enough of us, maybe they're not all as red-pilled as we are, but we will reach a tipping point and we will stop this. So we do need to reach out to those. Most people who took it were not what I call the COVIDians, religious virtue signalers that I can't stand. You can't, you'll never change their minds. They're part of a death cult. But the majority of people were kind of goaded into this, fooled and bamboozled, and some of people had to take it because of their jobs. So the majority of the people I'm talking to and you're talking to are not, don't have any ill intent towards us. The COVIDians do. They seem to be part of some satanic death cult. Good luck to them. But the most of America is not. And those are the people I want to reach and you want to reach.
Absolutely. Amen. And I think you are reaching them. You know, honestly, I really do think that we are finally being able to have this conversation. You know, it was understood whenever we were younger that it would take, you know, 10 to 20 years to do trials and to figure anything out. And then all of a sudden they kind of just rushed this right in on everyone. And, you know, people that wanted to go to work had really not very many choice. They didn't feel like they had a choice. And I think that was the most depressing thing about watching it all is for people to not be able to bridge that gap between understanding that they're an American. You know, you've heard this stuff about abortion and my body, my choice for decades upon decades. And then everybody just kind of like throws in the towel and jumps in the ring and takes this thing. And I totally agree with both of your assessment there that we do have to kind of reach into people in a different way. We can't, you know, like they've already taken the vaccine. Like the only thing that we could do is share information with them and hopefully get them maybe active, you know, activated to advocate for not taking the vaccine or to explain their story, become a whistleblower. These types of things are sort of our levers of getting things done here in America now.
Yeah, let me give you some hope to those who got vaccinated. First of all, every time you get a booster, it's like a Russian roulette. You're putting another bullet in the chamber. So if you're up to five boosters, you get five bullets in the chamber. But if you took it, you didn't get any boosters, or you got one booster, here's the hope I want to offer you. This thing was supposed to be stored at minus 78 degrees. And if it's left out of the refrigeration for too long, it degrades. So you mainly just got, some of you may have just gotten goop in your arm, which is good news. Also, the doses were all over the place because they came in five dose vials. And if they didn't shake it, all the bad stuff was at the bottom. You got mostly saline. So there's a lot of screw ups because this was rolled out so fast. So just because you got it doesn't necessarily mean you got the I call it a bioweapon at this point, the bioweapon into your bloodstream. So there's a lot of hope. And even then, there are ways we think to get this out of your system eventually. And there's, you know, the great Pierre Corey and Dr. Paul Merrick have a site called flccc.com. they're working on protocols to detoxify. And one of them that I've been practicing my whole last 5-6 years is fasting. Fasting is a good way to eat crappy proteins in your body. So you might want to look into fasting to get rid of the spike protein.
Good idea.
Excellent. Edward, I'd love to give a hat tip to Simon and Schuster for publishing this book that you have. They seem like they've been becoming brave with, you know, they've got, you know, Christina Bob's book up there. They've got several others. Hats off to Simon and Schuster for publishing your book. It's an amazing read, guys. Get it. Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022.
Well, Skyhorse Publishing is my publisher, but Simon & Schuster has agreed to distribute it. So hats off to them for that. Tony Lyons is the owner of Skyhorse Publishing. He's done a great work in getting a lot of the people's books out, because his biggest pet peeve, as well as mine, is censorship. And, censorship kills at this point. It's killed untold amounts of Americans.
I think we're going to be meeting with Tony here soon with Skyhorse. Thank you for that. I totally forgot that was Tony from Skyhorse. That's right. God bless you, Tony. Thank you so much. And Edward, God bless you for this book. Do you have any like final parting thoughts? Anything else that you're looking at? Maybe in regards to the train derailments, the balloons and the objects, and are they deploying silent weapons, against our economy to hurt us? I mean, are we really at an economic war with the corporations? I mean, what is your take on what's going on right now? I know that was a big question, but, feel free to field it any way you'd like.
My friend Michael Krieger of Liberty Blitzkrieg put out a tweet today. He said, right now, it's hard to figure out what's going on, but we seem to be at war with someone. We don't know who yet, but it's definitely war. So we're in a war, whether it's with China, our own corporations, our own government, hard to figure out, but it seems like fifth generational warfare. And I will say this, the vaccine is part of that war, and stop taking it, number one. Train derailments, I haven't looked into that, but I do know the balloon thing was a complete utter psyop. Don't look at the people dropping dead next to you, because let's be serious. This balloon thing and the fact that they said it might be aliens, this is the biggest bunch of nonsense I've ever seen in my life. I mean, now it's coming out, we may have shot down some weather balloons. They just basically wanted to change the news cycle. Because, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, well, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but recently they weren't even admitting people were dying suddenly and young. The last week or so, Bloomberg and Yahoo News put out some articles saying that, yes, young people are dying, but it's not the vaccine. And they blame a bunch of other stuff. So the good news is it's starting to dawn on the consciousness of America. And I think the Damar Hamlin incident did this, that people, something's gone off the rails. And the establishment has to do everything they can to distract us from that. The balloons was one of them. I would not put it past them to start a war with China to wipe this off the story off the face of the earth, because this is how bad this is. This is, if this comes to light, and it will, it's going to change the face of every institution as we know it. CDC gone, FDA gone, NIH gone, HHS gone, everybody in Congress gone, except for the few brave souls who have said something like Johnson and Massey. All of them need to go. That's my personal opinion.
I couldn't agree with you more. And people walking around, East Palestine with no mask, but we were wearing masks for nothing for 2-3 years. I mean, and the EPA, all of them, all these three-letter agencies need to go. I mean, the FBI, they are now.
I'm sorry. My list wasn't long enough. I apologize.
we're pretty much, we're in the same boat. We want them all gone.
Mr. Dowd, I just have to say that we have one that can see. God bless you for writing this book, sir. mgshow.link/suddenly is the link to go grab it. Thank you, Tony, at Skyhorse Publishing. Edward Dowd, what a fantastic interview. I hope you'll come back.
I will. And guys, I really love this audience, and I love you guys, because we think the same, and I'm glad you agree that we need to reach the marginal mind. I mean, eventually they'll come to where we are, but they can't handle it all at once, unfortunately. But knowing that they were poisoned at least needs to get into their consciousness.
And that's a great start.
And it's not about a political ideology, you know. I mean, this actually does go, you know, beyond those normal boundaries that everybody tries to set about, oh, you're a Republican, or you're a Democrat, you're liberal, you're this or that. No, we're human beings, we're Americans, and we were lied to, and we have to unite underneath that flag or that banner to move forward. And I think that's kind of what's coalescing. I think that's what we're seeing right now come together is, I mean, we even had the funeral home director guy, that video went viral, and he was saying, you know, he came out and said, I've been doing this my whole life. I'm an old guy. I've never seen a 17-year-old be dead of a heart attack. I've had three this year. You know, I mean, so like those types of realizations are really starting to compel people to move their mind away from this fear-based mindset.
You nailed it. This is about team humanity. This is not about political parties. And when I did the mandate protests on Maui in 21, and most of the people had, you know, jumped off the cliff into the abyss. Those of us standing next to each other, you know, I'm an ex white Wall Street guy. There's a vegan to my left, a black person to my right, a hippie in front of me. That's when we realized this isn't about what box you thought you were in. We're all human beings, and we should all deserve rights, and we should all start talking to each other rather than this division, which is how they divide us.
Yeah, it's really interesting too. I actually sold Cisco stuff to HSBC back in the day. I did DTCC's network, Goldman Sachs. You know, I did a lot of good stuff over there, I thought, anyways, right? But I eliminated jobs for a living. But we probably walked past each other, and I did very well on the internet boom, if you will. I mean, you know, I was selling a double click. They got millions of dollars. You know, it was crazy.
if you were a Cisco salesman, you crushed it in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Crushed. Literally crushed it. My branch was the top branch in the U.S. Boom.
Nice. I remember those days.
Yeah, and then I remember PricewaterhouseCoopers. They're all like, you know, taking all the different, you know, accounting frauds and everything like that. Wow, I mean, it was a big deal. It was a big deal living in New York. And then I moved in 2003, and I knew about 70 people in 2001, and I stopped counting.
Yes. Whew. Yes.
What a day. Well, God bless you, Edward Dowd. Please come back on the show. I'm going to request an autographed book if you could. I would love one. But guys, mgshow.link/suddenly, get the book today. Edward Dowd, thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'll see what I can do. And thank you so much, guys.
All right. We'll see you later. Wow. Shady Groove. This is it. This is the marginal mind. I love that part. That's what we are trying to reach as well. And he nailed it perfectly. These are the people that we want to reach. We want to reach the people that, you know, kind of feel like something's wrong, Shady. The marginal mind. I love that comment from Edward Dowd. That was my favorite.
It's absolutely spot on. And I think that's what this show has been a vehicle for. We've consistently kind of operated with that mantra, you know, like we are not here to diminish or demoralize the left in America. You know, the left and the right dynamic is not a bad dynamic to have. And we've gone through, you know, going back to the beginning of the country, the discussion of the Federalist versus anti-Federalist. That's essentially a left and right discussion that continues today. And it's a very robust and good discussion. The problem is it's been contaminated with a bunch of nonsense. And this nonsense that we're weeding out with people like Mr. Dowd really does help bring people to the conversation. I think that this book, if you guys out there were to share this book with some of your friends and family that are a little bit more on the skeptical side, they might read through this book and be giving you a call and say, hey, wow, oh my God, what's going on?
You know, and they sure have divided us because, you know, we voted for Donald Trump and
all mean tweets.
You know, we got to get through that too. This is not about Republican and Democrat. It basically, Shady Groove, you said it's good versus evil at this point. And you know, if you have faith in God, do not fear. I don't need a hand of man to put something in my arm so I don't have to fear. And now we have to fear from what they just put in our arm, Shady Groove. Crazy, isn't it?
Isn't it interesting how that's the cycle of degradation that we get caught up in?
It's amazing. And guys, we'll be right back. Hour number two, we're going to take a 5-minute break. Rumble.com/MG Show. Red State Talk Radio, Brooklyn.TV. Shady, take it away, brother.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million My Pillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard My Pillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my premium queen for only $27.98. Or my premium king, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of a greed and money to spare. They put the
Hour number two, the Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
It comes from China. China?
This was a takedown attempt at a sitting president of the United States, and we caught that. So let's see what happens.
Thank you for making that iDrop Media. Go ahead and buy iDrop Media a cup of coffee. buymeacoffee.com/iDropMedia. Great work, friend. Love that rendition of Sail. It's called Fail. Shady Groove. Welcome back.
That is exactly what we're watching. We're watching the we're watching the perfect display of fail. We are seeing politicians who can fail upwards. We are seeing victims being turned into criminals right in front of our eyes every single day. And it is a mass psychosis event that we're coming out of, Jeff, and people are starting to get the sense of what is really happening as opposed to what they're being told is happening.
Amen to that. Looks like Pastor Chatelet joined into he had 139 likes and 1776 people watching. Pastor Chatelet, I'm looking at the comments right here. This is live. This is our show promo on True Social. Here we go. We got, you know, there it is right here. 1776 watching. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. But Shady Groove, you know, we've always said this, in order to have a global government, you have to have global problems, right? We're mm-hmm. seeing, you know, these weird clouds, we're seeing earthquakes, we're seeing natural disasters, we're seeing, you know, threat of nuclear war. We're seeing a lot of, these trains, I mean, we got something in Kissimmee, Florida right now, 5 acres burning, toxic chemicals, possibly with their pots for plants, I guess. It's a warehouse on fire right now. You know, there's so much. There's another train derailment. You know, now we're just seeing them all the time now, but there was over, 1,700 last year. We've got the economy. We've got issues with the supply chain. You know, this goes back to the silent weapons and quiet wars, Shady, as well. And then, you know, apparently just now we had Russia entering U.S. airspace. Let me get to that story real quick. Let me grab all the way down to the bottom. It's not here. It's in, let me see. Let me just double check here. Let me look at this one right here. Right here, U.S. fighter jet, U.S. I mean, here it is right here. So, let me open the story, Shady Groove. I thought this was U.S. F-13 jets intercept 4 Russian fighter aircraft near Alaska. Second action in 2 days. You know, very interesting. 2 F-35s intercepted a Russian fighter aircraft Thursday as it approached Alaska's air defense identification zone. The Russian military aircraft included a Tu-95 Bear H bomber and Su-30s and Su-35 fighter jets. NORAD stated that the incident was not related to the spat of unidentified aircraft seen in recent weeks, calling the situation routine. Quote, this is the second intercept of Russian aircraft over 2 days. This Russian activity near the North American ADIZ occurs regularly and is not seen as a threat, nor is the activity seen as provocative, NORAD said. And this is a developing story, and we will check back for updates, but pretty interesting. You know, and I'd just like to let you know that, you know, logic tells me that may not be a Chinese balloon. I mean, it came from Alaska. Isn't that where Russia would have launched a balloon? I'm just asking for friends. Or did we do it? It had English all over it. I'm not buying any of the narratives that the mainstream has at this time, Shady.
No, we can't really buy that narrative about the Chinese weather balloon because of that fact. You know, the idea that the Chinese are studying the weather and they're using American components with American manufacturing on them. I'm not buying that, my friend. And isn't it interesting that we have we're scrambling F-16s to shoot down little bitty containers that are floating in the sky, and they're not even explaining what it is. But this isn't making the headlines. It really does look like the Biden administration, for whatever it's worth, are being inundated with complications right now from every side, whether it be China, from whether it be Russia, all this stuff coming out about Hunter Biden, Delaware. We have the, you know, supposedly FBI in Delaware, so many different things. And all of a sudden it seems like the media state is cooperating with the takedown of the Biden administration.
You know, Shady, let's just go over some of these. I wrote a list. Let's see. We got a list here. Biden ordered the Nord Stream blasts. So Biden took down Nord Stream. NATO mm-hmm. escalation of World War III. Hunter Biden laptop story. Hunter Biden Ukraine exploits. Hunter Biden classified documents. Jim Biden deal with Saudi Arabia. Ohio chemical spills and acid rains, inflation and sticky price issues, sudden deaths by vaccines, vaccine side effects, vaccine mortalities, Ukraine money laundering, FTX implosion and lobbying. We just found out too, Shady, who actually did the bail for Sam Bankman Fried. Energy crisis issues, Pfizer mutating the virus, just like they did in Wuhan, releasing the Epstein client list. Shady, there's so much going on, they can't handle it. They are backed into a corner. We see you. Now, we just had breaking news out of Georgia. A grand jury said that there was no 2020 election fraud in Georgia. I saw it myself, guys. We all saw it ourselves, guys. You know, when are we going to, like, you know, obviously we've got the Jim Jordan coming up. We've got the weaponization of the DOJ and all the three-letter agencies. You know, let's, you know, we've got a lot coming. But, you know, we've got to be careful because these people are sick, Shady. We've got to be careful because in order to have a global government, they need a global issue. And they need something to shock it, Shady Groove. And I want to show you a video from, well, let's look at this guy. This is Klaus Schwab, the 2023 World Government Summit in Dubai.
Our life in 10 years from now will be completely different, very much affected. And who masters those technologies in some way will be the master of the world.
So who masters technologies, we're going to be masters of the world. 10 years from now won't look anything like what we're seeing. But during this world government panel, they discuss a shock needed for the new world order transformation.
How is this transition going to happen? I mean, I totally agree that the world order, the way it is built today, doesn't make any sense. That is, it's not in line with the economic powers like India, Brazil, or Germany, you know, that they don't have a massive role in the international order. But to me, the big question is, so how we are going to go through this transformation? It cannot be gradual. It has to be driven by a certain shock that will happen. So now we will reconsider this entire...
No, so if your question is that this period could be turbulent, could have violence, yes, could have conflicts, we are already living it.
Yeah.
I think the last 5 or 6 years tell us that we are going through a rather turbulent phase.
Mm-hmm.
We have lost a large part of humankind to the pandemic because we were all selfish. We were not willing to share. We were not willing to use the global institutions to deliver responses to different parts of the world. We have lost people. Now, how much more bloodshed do we need to understand that the transition is upon us?
How much more bloodshed do we need to understand that the transition is upon us, Shady Groove?
Isn't that very interesting way that he worded that right there? He's saying to you, how much more do we have to do to convince you? How much further are you going to continue to resist us? When are you going to stop this nonsense you refer to as non-compliance, you little sheep out there? That's what he's saying to you. What do we have to do to you to make you stop acting like you have freedom and liberty?
That's right. Breaking news, Shady Groove. Thank you, Q Shaw. Mac, thank you. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki is stepping down. One of the most prominent women in tech and one of Google's earliest employees is leaving the company, Shady Groove. One of the most. So this is YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki. Shady, find that graphic when you can that Q dropped us, if you can find it. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki, who had led the world's largest video site for the last 9 years and censored Matrix and Shady. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. For the last 9 years, is stepping down from her role. That did happen, by the way. She will be replaced by Neil Mohan, her longtime lieutenant. In a letter sent to YouTube employees, Wojcicki said that she was leaving in order to start a new chapter focused on my family, on my health, on my personal projects, and personal projects that she's passionate about. During her tenure, YouTube has become increasingly more important to the business for Google, which bought the site in 2006, and Alphabet, the holding company that houses both of them, in 2022, YouTube generated $29.2 billion in ad sales, more than 10% of Alphabet's total revenue. Wojcicki's departure has also been a meaningful symbolism for Google in tech and tech in general. For years, she's been one of the very few women to operate a huge tech business and censor many, many patriots. Wait, sorry. That was writer's embellishment. And she was an integral part of Google's founding. Yes, she was. Does she, you know, Shady, do you have that graphic?
No, I'm looking for it right now. I know what you're talking about.
Go ahead.
Didn't come up in the original.
Yeah.
But the original search I didn't pull it there on Q Alerts. I'm looking for the picture. It was a picture, right? A meme that you're looking for. Yeah, I know which meme you're looking for. I'm scrolling through now to see if I can. Oh, you got
it. It is right here.
There it is.
Yeah, I can. I'm a multi.
Did you find it on Google?
Yeah,
Reddit.
So this is Alphabet Google. That's Sergey Brin, co-founder of Google, president of Alphabet Inc. Net worth at this time $49.5 billion. Married in 2007 to 2015 to Ann Wojcicki, co-founder of 23andMe, and her net worth was $1 billion, and she's got the DNA database. And her sister just stepped down from YouTube, who's worth $410 million, and she's all about censorship. So you got, you know, Google, Alphabet, 23andMe, your DNA, and censorship. And by the way, the Lee family also just about a year ago invested into 23andMe. And that does look like a Y backwards, doesn't it, Shady? 23andMe, YouTube, and Sergey Brin. This is the relationship between the tyrants that control tech, essentially, Shady.
And it's interesting because it was just yesterday or the day before, wasn't it just Monday or Tuesday that Jim Jordan put out the subpoenas? He actually subpoenaed these tech entities to come in front of him. And now all of a sudden she's resigning her post right as she's being subpoenaed to come testify in front of Congress. I find that very interesting as well.
That is very interesting. Maybe she'll still be subpoenaed, Shady.
I'm pretty sure that she can't get out of the subpoena either way, but it's interesting that that this is being announced today. It doesn't look good for them not lying.
Wow, I'm telling you. And, you know, they censored us. Again, we were censored right when the laptop dropped. We were surgically removed, according to what Q said. And Media Matters knew exactly why we were taken down, and we had no idea, Shady.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we were just reporting the news, Jeff. We just wanted to talk about what the rest of the media establishment did not want to talk about in that particular moment, which was underage sex trafficking from Hunter Biden on his laptop, literally millions of images of it.
Wow, it's crazy, you know. So they need a shock to get global government to work. What could that be? I mean, you see, you know, Ukraine, I mean, we're funding, you know, Nazis, essentially, China and Russia. I mean, the world is upside down right now, Shady.
Well, we have the, you know, a little bit of an insight was some of the stuff that Vladimir Putin has been saying. You know, we're coming around on the 1 year anniversary of the whole thing that happened in Ukraine. And Putin came out the other day and made very clear that there was going to be evidence revealed and put forward that the world would not be able to ignore about what Ukraine and the West and NATO were doing to Russia, not just the country, but the people there, not only in Eastern Donbass in Ukraine, but in Russia, across the borders, connected to bio labs and pandemic insurance nonetheless. So I think that there is something being set up, Jeff. There is something going on that is coming out. Is WEF pushing it? Are we pushing back against it at the same time, trying to mitigate that those factors? I think a little bit of both are happening.
Right. And we talked to you about a tanker fire. It was a tank on fire in Oklahoma. Check this out.
Evacuations are happening to areas in the Port of Catoosa that are along the flow of the wind as this fire continues to burn. We'll show you what this looks like from our vantage point right here. We're on State Highway 266 and also at the junction of Arkansas Road and Keatonville Road, one of the entrances here at the Port of Catoosa. You can see a little bit of the tip of the flames coming out of this area. Also, lots of black smoke. Of course, it is quite a windy morning so far, so there's a lot of wind blowing in that area. So they do have evacuations going at this time. You can see right here at this entrance here, as people try to come in, the Rogers County Sheriff's Office has been called out and people are being turned away. So anybody that's trying to come to work or go inside the Port of Catoosa is now being steered from this area. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is also out here helping direct traffic. Now, we do want to let you know it's quite congested at 46th Street North as you would come into the Port of Catoosa, just because all of the vehicles of people trying to get out of this area here right now, they're all leaving at the same time. So lots of congestion.
A lot of congestion there, Shady Grove. And a lot of people don't realize that right there in that port and you know, in Oklahoma is a lot of refinery, you know, from oil to gas. It's a big refinery area.
It is, yeah. Energy. Energy and food over and over again. Energy system, food system, energy system, food. So the train derailment is an energy system. You know, I mean, think about what they're, you know, like what Mr. Dowd was saying, you know, we're definitely under attack from something. Is it our own government? Is it the corporate state? Is it China? Is it Russia? Is it everything? There is something attacking America and attempting to harm us right now.
Bloodlines.
Oh my God. What happened? What was that? Firefighters are battling a massive 5-acre warehouse fire in potentially hazardous fumes in Kissimmee. Let's take a look at this. Look at this, guys. This was about an hour or two ago. That is a huge fire. Those plumes of smoke are heading west. They will go from Kissimmee over to, you know, the west coast of Florida, over the Gulf of Mexico, and God knows where else. But there you have it, Chitty. I mean, look at that.
And it is burning plastic, so it is toxic.
Yeah, your logic hat, Chitty, is good. But look at that right there, Chitty. Look at that view. Look at that. And just miles away, just like less than a mile away, there's a high school. I mean, you know, what is going on? And then apparently, Shady, we had another train derailment as well. Let me just find that. Let me just, yesterday, there was one in Colorado. And here we got another train derailment. Crews are on the scene right here. This is the Gateway Pundit. It might be messing with my, this is in the Van Buren Township of Michigan. Train derails, at least 6 cars are off the track. Look at that, Shady. Wow. No fire started this time, but that was another train derailment. 6 cars are on the track. Let's check out the video. This is the video right here. Here we are in Michigan. Looks pretty cold up there. It looks pretty dreary. There's the wreck right there, Shady. But at least we don't see any fires, which is a good thing.
Yeah, we don't see any fires, but you know, the idea that these things are not being caused by some sort of sabotage, I think, is you know, overlooking things a little bit. There's something bigger going on. Remember, you know, we're seeing this activity with the you know, the electrical power stations as well. That's another story that kind of is being skipped over. All the electrical power stations being shot up with automatic weapons. You know, I mean, derailing a train, put the right people in there, it wouldn't take a huge amount of effort to slow this down. And we have to remember that two-thirds of the supplies, the supply chain in America, comes on rail. You know, you can't move things like chlorine on airplanes or trucks. They move it on rail, these highly contaminative materials. It's the only way to move them. And so you know, effectively shutting down our transportation infrastructure here is what looks like it's happening. You mentioned Colorado. There was actually an event, a derailment in Texas too, early last week.
That's right. And do you remember, Shady, we had Antifa wanting to derail trains?
Yep.
This yep. is from the Justice Department. This is a pair charged with interfering with safety on railroad, November 30th, 2020, arrested allegedly placing shunt on tracks at Whatcom County can cause derailment, decoupling, or failure of gates at crossing, endangering the public. These two people were arrested on the BNSF railway tracks near Bellingham, Whatcom County, where they were charged with a terrorist attack and other violence attacks against a railroad carrier. And again, this is November 30th, 2020. But this is since January, there have been 41 incidents of shunts placed on the BNSF tracks at Whatcom and Sacred counties, causing guards to malfunction, interfering with automatic braking systems, and in one case, the near derailment of tanks of hazardous chemicals. Now, look at that, Shady, 41.
Interesting. connect back a little bit to Q. Remember, whenever Q was posting, it was within that first year, the event that happened with all the Republican politicians that were going on the Amtrak and the dump truck. Remember the dump truck that was left on the tracks attempting to derail that train. So this is their antics. This is the things that they do to create chaos and mayhem. So, you know, the idea that these things are just haphazardly happening all at the same time, right? As you've got balloons and objects and, you know, all this different stuff going on in Ukraine, it really is probably not a coincidence.
What about Blackhawks falling out of the sky, Shady? Here's a Blackhawk helicopter falling right out of the sky. No survivors.
I mean,
that happened in what? Alabama.
Yeah. And that, I mean, there was, when do you ever see a helicopter fall out of the sky and look like that? You know, most of the times they're at least trying to regain control of the system. That vehicle just literally fell gravity right out of the freaking sky.
Yeah. Also, the town of East Palestine got railroaded. That's my headline that I just kind of made up here. I put railroaded. Norfolk Southern backs out of town hall on train derailment. The railroad company responsible for the derailment is now pulling out of the meeting. Wow.
Saying that he had fear of his personal safety. I wonder why he would have fear of his personal safety. I wonder if any of the people that attended the meeting have fear of their own personal safety, considering what they're breathing in every second of the day that they have to be there.
This is an outburst at the Ohio town hall that they backed out of. Let's check it out.
The people of East Palestine showed up to the town hall thinking the company that dropped a toxic bomb on their town would be there. But Norfolk Southern and its cowardly CEO, Alan Shaw, backed out. They're hiding from the residents after turning their town into little Chernobyl. In primetime talk to the people in East Palestine, listen.
Are you experiencing any symptoms?
A little lightheaded, and my lips did get all tingly yesterday when we went to clean up the house. It smells terrible up around the house, and there is black residue on the pictures, surface stuff.
I hit a cloud of something down in there that it put me in. I went to the hospital. That was worried about me having I've been so stressed out, they put me on an EKG thinking I'm going to have a freaking heart attack. Because of my stress being so high, I want to know what I sucked in.
I just feel like when I'm outside and the wind's blowing, try not to breathe in too heavily. After about 15, 20 minutes, my throat felt like there was gravel in it. I mean, it was just, I had a sore throat since then.
I vomit within 10 minutes of being in that home. The air is still terrible, absolutely terrible. I will not take my children in there because of that. Yeah, yeah. Burning of the eyes, trouble breathing, and then I just get nauseous within 10 minutes. You know, my husband popped in to try to get anything, you know, phone charger, things that they say are safe. You cannot get the smell out. It does not come out. My kids' friends said they lost cats. They, you know, their pets have been, you know, sick. And then we have kids' friends who's have rashes, and my daughter was one that also had a real bad, looks almost like a sunburn.
EPA is letting us, you know, giving us not giving us any numbers. So they're just saying that the air is clean. We know, we've heard that before, 9/11, the water was fine in Flint, Michigan, different things. So that is in the back of your head.
They told me they were going to do an air quality test. Never got a call back. Three times, three different agents from that number said they were coming to do an air quality test.
You know, if I could, I would definitely move.
I'm old. I'm not ready to die, but I hope I don't have any after effects is what worries me.
Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson represents East Palestine. So, Congressman, you're there at the town hall situation. What is the mood like after the CEO didn't show up?
Yeah, people are very frustrated. People are angry, Jesse. They came here for answers, and they're legitimately frustrated that the company that caused this accident is not here to be accountable. But I can tell you what, I am here, and I'm going to stay here. I was here on Monday. I walked around with the mayor, the fire chief, some of the emergency crews, the EPA, representatives of Norfolk Southern. I'm going to stay here, and if the railroad's not here tonight, but I'm taking their questions, and anybody that's got a question for Norfolk Southern that they can't get to them tonight, I will take their question and make sure that they get an answer.
Well, I have a question if you could ask Norfolk Southern. Are they going into people's homes and making them sign liability waivers in order to test the water?
You know, I haven't heard that. I haven't seen that. I'm going to ask about that when I talk to when I get out of here tonight. Tonight's the first time that I've heard that, but I have not heard that from any of the residences here.
Can I give you another question? Can you ask the EPA if they Sure. did their own testing? Because we're hearing that Norfolk Southern hired a private contractor to do all the testing. And you know what it means when they hire Yeah. a private contractor and they get the results that they want.
Yeah, I will go back and ask the EPA that. It's my understanding that the EPA has overseen all of the testing. I mean, they're the ones responsible for enforcement of the Clean Air Act and
He's
the
wrong.
Clean Water Act. So legitimately, they should be the ones that's pulling the trigger on the testing and validating that the testing is being done properly. But the regional director is here. I understand the EPA administrator is going to be here tomorrow. So yes, I will find out about that. But it's the first time.
Hey, Rep. Bill Johnson, what if the EPA is bought and paid for by the bloodline families that run the railroads?
It's the same organization. You know, I mean, and the things that they're talking about here are just misnomers. I mean, the reality is this stuff that was released there doesn't just go up into the air. The more you read about this, it's actually a little bit heavier than air. This compound becomes heavier than air. It goes down to the ground. It can sit in your basement. Like, it can be in low-lying areas in creeks and rivers and streams and actually sit there in the air that doesn't get moved around a lot. You know, this is the contamination level that's going on there is absolutely stunning and off the charts, and they're not at all addressing the truth of what occurred. You know, I mean, the truth of what occurred is the railroads that went in there, the reason that they did this controlled burn was so that they could quicker get the rail lines open. It had nothing to do with public safety, and it had nothing to do with properly dispensing or dispersing the agents that were in those rail cars. We have modern technology. We have cranes. You have equipment that you can bring in on those rails and pick those cars up, put them on flatbed cars, carry them to a decontamination center. Something similar to that would be a normal protocol, not go in and set off charges and explode it and make the compounds coalesce together, becoming something even more toxic than it was already just sitting there after the original fire was put out.
It's if the EPA wants to say that the tap water is safe, they should be willing to drink it.
Can the EPA administrator drink the tap water?
You know, it reminds me of that scene in Erin Brockovich where she puts the water in front of them and says, if you think it's clean, we brought this water from the community that was affected. Look, I think that if the EPA administrator wants to stand here and tell people that the tap water is safe, by all means, they should be willing to drink it.
On camera, in front of people, with proof that it is that water. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've got so much. Oh, my gosh. The power grid is breaking in South Africa. Check this out, Shady. This is breaking news. This is South Africa. The power grid is failing. South Africa finally achieved full equity under racial quotas that Mandela put in place, but the power grid is failing. Wow.
That's engineered as well.
Look at that. Yeah. But they got these lit up still. Pretty interesting stuff going on. I mean, oh my gosh, Shady. So we got a train. We've got a climate alarmist. Listen to this. This is a climate alarmist interrupts Senator Hawley's speech at the Heritage Foundation and says, China's not our enemy. The climate crisis is.
And what do our leadership?
We have the largest military in the world. We spend over $1 trillion every year
And the state, your state of Missouri, is over half of people are in poverty. China is not our enemy. The climate crisis is. We need to be serious about the climate crisis. That is the community diplomacy in Ukraine and with China. We are continuing to have more aggression with China, and we are spending more on our military than any than 100 countries combined. The climate crisis is our common threat.
It's interesting. This administration wants to use the climate crisis as a justification for its agenda in Ukraine and elsewhere. Maybe they ought to visit with that guy.
Do you notice that was Code Pink? There they are. They're finally back. Code Pink, finally back. That was a Bush tool back in the day. Remember Code Pink, Shady?
Yep. I would almost guarantee you that that would fall under the classification of foreign billionaires here to control your institutions.
Hmm. Imagine that, Shady.
Money comes from somewhere. China's not our enemy. Climate crisis is. You know what you want to talk about? Okay, how about you want to talk about the climate crisis in China could possibly be our enemy. The world, what they're doing to the environment there, they don't really have any regard for clean water or clean systems or unpolluted air. Absolutely not. They had, I mean, look at what they had to do to have the Olympics there. It's the most polluted place on planet Earth. But climate crisis is our problem, not China. I digress.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we've got a lot about Nikki Haley. Donald J. Trump went on a flurry of truths here about the start of our show. Nikki Haley, let's just kind of, I mean, my gosh, he went on a flurry. They're trying to torch attorney-client privilege with Trump again. Wow, look at all these, Shady.
Good.
Look at that.
We need it. It's time to light her up. It should be on MSNBC and CNN and front page of the Washington Post. It should be the sweetheart until DeSantis announces.
Now, look at this. Remember when the world loved Donald Trump? Those were the good old days. Look at this.
Only for airline tickets. You own your own airline, don't you? You still own your own airline? Oh, they haven't taken that away from you yet, huh? No, good.
You're the man!
I got you back.
Wait a minute, we gotta get a word. No! How did you do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Who's luck in football?
You are the man. One time, everybody, Donald Trump. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's when they loved him, Shady Groove. I remember.
They did love him. They completely loved him. And as a matter of fact, they egged him on to run for president for decades and decades. He was sitting there getting them to like fawn all over him. Oh, will you ever run, Mr. President? Oprah did it. Diane Sawyer did it. Barbara Walters did it. Over and over again, trying to say, oh, well, you could come in and do all this work. They didn't mean a word of it.
Yeah. This is interesting. This is a Trump truth. Proves the unauthorized audio recordings are indisputably different than the written book.
This, I've done the book from this, and I listened to them again earlier last year, and I thought, my God, it's completely different when you hear him or you put it all together.
Wow.
Yeah, completely different.
Defamatory.
This is as close as I can get to. This is the Nixon tapes out of Trump's own mouth.
Yep. The Trump tapes is what this is saying. Wow. Off the record, not authorized.
At the end of this, Scavino, who's his guy on the, did all of his tweets and all of, did all of his
two posts
and sets up his laptop. And Trump says to me, now turn off your recorder. So I did. Scavino opens the laptop and it's pictures of Trump giving this State of the Union address the year before to Congress. But Trump's words are not there. There's kind of hyped up elevator music. But the camera pans to members of Congress and the Senate. And Trump's right behind me, right here. And
very interesting, huh, Shady? Off the record, he said on that truth right there. Let's see if we got any others. But that's interesting. SCOTUS to so POTUS, I posted this yesterday, and POTUS did it as well 2 hours ago. True, such a big and important concept. This is that Brunson case coming up again, Shady Groove. This is SCOTUS to reconsider a hearing case alleging Biden Harris lawmakers ignore their 2020 fraud and they broke their oaths. So this Supreme Court is set to reconsider whether to hear a lawsuit alleging President Biden, Kamala Harris, Mike Pence, 291 House members and 94 senators violated their oaths of office, Shady. By refusing to investigate evidence of fraud in the 2020 election before certifying Biden as the victor on January 6, allowing for Biden and Harris to be fraudulently inaugurated, the plaintiff, Rallon J. Brunson, seeks the defendant's removal from the office, violating their oaths. So Donald J. Trump just reposted this, Shady.
Interesting.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Considering that, you know, the fallout of that is not just, I mean, you know, once you read into that, they're actually requesting compensatory damages of like over $1 billion in that. It's a little bit weird. I don't know. Interesting.
Well, I hope we get part of that $1 billion because it's we the people that got screwed, not Brunson, right?
With that, that's true.
Shady, you know, this truth right here says the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon, sinks CNN's mornings to lowest rated show in decade, and he called him the dumbest man on television. Shady,
I think that he might be right about that. Don Lemon does not have a lot of his elevator does not go all the way to the top.
So Don Lemon is on the brink. That was Tucker. I think you posted. No, Poussant posted this, but you saw this. We were talking about it today.
We will continue. We have spent many happy years making fun of Mr. Don Lemon, and at times we'll concede we've been a little cruel. But even as we have mocked him, and we have, there has been honestly an undercurrent of real affection. We kind of admired Don Lemon. How can a man so obviously limited have such boundless self-esteem? Doesn't he know he's an idiot? No, he has no idea. This guy once suggested that a commercial airliner had been eaten by a black hole. And when people laughed at him, he seemed completely unbothered by their laughter. In a world of intellectual pretense, Don Lemon is not ashamed of being dumb, or for that matter, ashamed of anything else. When he got fired last year from his primetime gig for low ratings and reassigned to mornings, he told viewers it was a promotion, and he seemed to mean it. So whatever else you say about Mr. Don Lemon, he is unflappable, or so we assumed. It turns out there is, in fact, one thing that bothers Don Lemon, and that's not being the prettiest person on the set. That drives him insane, possibly as a kind of torture punishment. CNN's new president, Chris Licht, paired Don Lemon with two much younger, much more attractive co-hosts, Caitlin Collins and Poppy Harlow. And the normally steely Don Lemon began to melt down before our very eyes. The other day, for example, after Caitlin Collins interviewed a Republican member of Congress, Don Lemon launched into an attack on Republicans that wasn't actually an attack on Republicans, but a not-so-veiled attack on his co-host, Caitlin Collins. Can't do that. Producers in the control room turned up the music to get him to be quiet. We're going to commercial now. But he shushed them to keep attacking her. Watch this.
Thank you for taking time to join us.
Thank you for having me. All right. Thank you. That's going to be it. That's the time that we're in, where facts are sort of flexible.
And that's why we got Caitlin Collins on the Hill.
Things out there.
Fact checking in real time. It was a great interview.
Citing incredible sources, like citing the New York Post as a credible source and saying that facts are, it's just, I can't believe that we're here.
Caitlin, that was a great interview. All right. Moving on.
Anyway, well, now moving on, because that's a big issue when it comes to the American, hold on please with the music. That's a big issue when it comes to the American people. The American people are going to have to suffer through all of this stuff from election deniers to people who don't believe in facts. We don't have a shared reality. And now it's taken center stage to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
This is Thanksgiving at the alcoholic passive aggressive family's house. The American people, shrieks Don Lamont. The American people. Of course, it's not about the American people. It's definitely not about, quote, facts. Facts. No. It's about how Don Lamont feels about himself. CNN president Chris Licht really ought to sit down with this guy over a few mango white claws and just let him know that just because somebody else is pretty doesn't mean that you're ugly. It's okay, Don. You're beautiful inside. Or something. Is it going to work? We don't know, but they got to try something. Don Lamont is on the brink. Subscribe to the Fox
mango
News YouTube
white
channel
claws.
To catch...
Oh, boy, you're muted. You're muted.
He didn't write
you're
that.
Mute. There you go.
He did, I was. He did not write that. There's no way he writes too good.
That was awesome. We've got interactive polls right here. Donald J. Trump, 2024. He retruthed this presidential election poll. Trump, 48% plus 3. Biden, 45%. Independents, Trump 50% plus 9, Biden 41, 5-point swing towards Trump from September by the same pollster, 46-48, Biden plus 2. Very interesting. I still don't believe those polls either.
Not even close.
Yeah. Wow. Let's see.
It makes for good fodder.
It does. And remember, we have a clip of Biden saying the polls don't work. Look at this. This is... Retruth by Donald J. Trump, feelings.
Or how you might feel about the messenger. See, this word feel has overtaken what it means to be a pragmatic thinker and do what's in the best interest of the country.
Right.
The only if it were Obama, if he did Space Force, it would have been the greatest thing since pockets.
Oh, they'd love it. That'd be it. Of course. Yeah. There'd be a documentary on CNN.
It'd be in HBO and everything. And it'd be awesome on Space Force. But because Trump did it, now all of a sudden it's just stupid. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he has mean tweets. And then now at some point, someone has to look around and they have to say, thank you.
Right.
I don't care how you feel. It's not about your feelings. Thank you. That was a good move. Hey, what you did on the border? Hey, thank you. That was actually a pretty good move.
That's
what you did for us in taxes? Hey, thank you. That was actually a good move. Unleashing American energy and having our energy independence. Thank you. That was a good move. And let me tell you something. I'm running out of fingers, bro. We can go on and on and on. We're finding out he was right about a lot of stuff.
He absolutely was. He was right about China. They made fun of him for warning us about China. Look at it now. What's going on?
He's been right. He was right about a lot of things. He was right about Russia.
Sure. Of course.
And they tried to hang that on him. And actually, he had nothing to do with that. In fact, the Russians were terrified of President Trump. Vladimir Putin respected President Trump, actually.
Wow. That's Wesley for Texas. That, I mean, well done. I mean, wow. He summed it up very well right there.
Yeah, and another thing that a lot of people won't talk about that he did was the right to try. You know, giving people the right to try, the idea that you could make a decision about whether or not you wanted to try an experimental drug or a cure for what was going on with you, you know, to be part of that experimental process like that. That should be up to you. It should be your decision. And it's really good. It's really, really good, this dynamic that we have created right now. I know that this sucks. I saw someone in the chat say, does this, you know, can you really say that we're winning? And I get your frustration, but at the end of the day, absolutely, we can sit here and say that you are winning. We can show you the differentiation. We can show you the hypocrisy on perfect display now, whereas 4 years ago, we were talking about the hypocrisy, but they were lying about who they were and they weren't showing you who they were. Today, they are full frontal facing you, telling you exactly what it is they plan on doing, not really blinking an eye and not really caring what you think about it. And you're able to compare that to 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago under Donald Trump and the way that his administration was orchestrating the day-to-day activities. Right now, you've got a guy that can barely walk to the helicopter and they're flying him back and forth to Delaware for God knows what types of treatments every weekend. Can't even keep the, I mean, it's like Weekend at Bernie's and Groundhog Day all meshed into one. I mean, really, we have to look closer.
You know, this is a good post by Carly Bonet. We are watching, the world is watching an illegitimate criminal president when he's not destroying the country, he's on permanent vacation.
The president always says this, which is watch him. And if you watch him, you'll see that he has a grueling schedule that he keeps up with that sometimes some of us are not able to keep up with.
He'll be ringing in the new year in the sunny U.S. Virgin Islands with his family after taking off from D.C. last night.
But what the White House is calling a quote-unquote working trip comes as the border encounters reach unprecedented numbers and Americans face the aftermath of the deadly winter storm. Joe Conch, author of Come On Man, joins us now. Joe, I love this. Oh, we're on a working trip yet. You look at his schedule. Yeah. He has nothing scheduled. What's he working on, Joe?
That's the thing. If he is working on something, the president puts out, Todd, a working schedule every day. It says exactly what happens from the morning till the evening, and we see absolutely nothing. And look, very few people still would begrudge any president for taking a break during the holiday season. The problem with Mr. Biden is that seemingly every weekend is an extended holiday weekend. Delaware beaches, Nantucket, St. Croix, it doesn't matter. This is the R&R presidency. This president in Biden has visited Delaware on 60 weekends alone, and we're not even 2 years into this presidency. And you mentioned it before, given the horrific death toll that we're seeing in Buffalo, it's up to 33 people now. That's the worst we've seen there from a storm in 45 years. Given the thousands of people that you've been reporting on this morning stranded at airports for days on end, this trip to the Virgin Islands looks tone deaf because it is.
Pretty interesting. He's the R&R president, J.D. Groove.
Mm-hmm. Yep, oh, that would be true. I know.
Yeah.
It takes the words right out of your mouth. It's like, what the hell can you say?
It's crazy. It's crazy. Wow. This is Donald Trump Truth. Thank you. We really had it going. We'll do it again and fast. And it's a DC Inquirer. Thanks to Trump's anti-sex trafficking policies, 368 arrested in human trafficking. So thanks to Trump, we've seen a tremendous rise in apprehension. You guys have to understand that is winning. You may not see it all, but you are winning every day. Shady, I think you summed it up perfectly.
And we do have to do that, though. We have to keep understanding the encouragement for each other. Not everybody's going to be able to stay on the same page all the time. We don't want everybody being on the same page all the time. I don't want an organization like the Democrats have. I mean, I hear people talking about it and they act like, oh, well, the Democrats are, they're all in lock sync and lockstep and we got to be more like, I want us to be more like individuals. I want us to be more like a singular person who's deciding to cooperate with a team that is over here on, you know, with this agenda or whatever, but not as a whole collectively doing the exact same thing. That is dangerous. It doesn't really matter which side of the aisle that it's on. It's not good. We just need to be speaking up for America and our institutions and what we know and love, innocent until proven guilty, and freedom and liberty. Those are the things we need to focus on and trying to get that right at the core.
Shady, I'd like to thank to the one listener that's watching now. It says one watching now, Shady Groove. Thank you, Rumble. I also want to bring... I know, that's two. So that's wrong. But I want to show you this, guys. This was our censored live stream. It still has not finished processing. It's 0%. If you want to see
what
why,
you know, you can't.
If you want to see what we were talking about, why Rumble may not have done it. And then, by the way, the next day of our censored Valentine's Day Parkland shooting 5 years, we show you all of the evidence that it was not Nicholas Cruz. Then we talk about the Ohio train disaster and who actually funds the railroads and how they are. You're going to want to get this and watch it, guys. And then, by the way, there was a lockdown at Parkland at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. There was a lockdown yesterday on the 15th, the day after we did this. So something's up, guys. We don't know what it is, Shady Groove, but that's another day. Tomorrow we're going to have Coy Griffin right now. We're going to have Coy Griffin tomorrow. He's being attacked heavily by the judicial system. He lost his job as a county supervisor, but we're going to have him tomorrow on Flannel Friday, Shady Groove.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting an update with Coy. He's a great American patriot. If you guys didn't see him on here with us before, please come back tomorrow and join us because he has an update from what has happened in his case and how he is being egregiously treated by the federal government.
Yep, and we'll have him tomorrow, Flannel Friday. Be there or be square, 1205 Live, or watch it later anytime, except for that Parkland show on the 14th. But we got it re-uploaded for you guys. Please share it out. Yeah, share it out, guys. And with that, go! JT Wild living in the Matrix.
Are you living in the Matrix? Listen to a shady groan. Are you falling down a rabbit hole? All you want is true. No one can tell you what to believe. The truth is never you find. Come and join the digital army, the warriors of the modern time. We are the future of the human race. Whenever lives, just light in your face. When politicians are body and soul, the truth is love is never told. Are you loving in the Matrix? Fighting for reality. We're only wrong until we're right. Freedom is never free. We take the oath of allegiance. We make this final sound. Divided by our constitution, we're fighting for the common man. What is the future of the human race? When all the news just light in your face. When politicians are bought and sold. The truth is none, it is never told. The truth is none, it is never told. The truth is none, it is never told. Are you laughing? Are you crying? Are you fighting? Are you winning? Are you too busy? Are you fighting? Are you laughing? Are you fighting?
Here's the truth, but they are hiding out the future of the human race. Let's get the dumb lies back in their place. The soul of freedom can never be sold. The truth is love, it is never told. The truth. The truth is mine, it is never told. The truth is mine, it is never told. The truth is mine.
Oh, JT. Go to JTWildWithAnE.com. JT Wild, www.mg.show. Boom.
Oh, yeah. Oh.